After a week of relative ease, the Wyoming legislative session is about to get a little more heated as members begin debating a number of budget bills. Falling energy prices have led to a decline of over $500 million in state revenue. The Republican majority has embarked on a series of budget reductions and borrowing from the legislature's rainy day fund to help pay for the next two-year budget. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports things could get tense.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole rises to report.
As lawmakers vote on a variety of bills, the main event is about to begin. In the next few days, the Wyoming legislature will look at crafting the next two-year budget with a series of bills that address topics ranging from general government operations to building projects. For the last couple of months, the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee has been making headlines as they've rejected Medicaid expansion, cut teacher pay, cut millions across the board, and reduce spending for a number of low-income and elderly programs, this while approving matching money for UW athletics and building projects. Senate Minority Leader Chris Rothfuss is unimpressed with their work.
I don't think they're judicious cuts. I don't think they're well thought through. We're cutting programs that are effectively investments in the state and will lead to more cost in the future. Those are never the types of cuts that you want to make.
Back in December, Rothfuss thought the state had enough in savings to avoid most budget cuts. And that's why he's been dismayed by the across-the-board cuts that will force some state agencies to reduce millions from their existing budgets.
And the Joint Appropriations Committee decided that they wanted to do their own 1% across-the-board cuts, and they just hacked through that. They want 1% additional cuts next year, 2% cuts the following year. And there's not a rational basis to that when we still have $1.8 billion in the checking account, and we need to operate a state in the years to come.
The budget needs to be a vision, not just a random cutting spree.
House Minority Leader Mary Throne.
And their cuts seem to be to programs that no one has ever had any complaints about, programs that work well and don't cost that much money. But they were just trying to get to a certain number.
Both appropriations chairmen say they were trying to get spending as close to revenues as possible and then use rainy day funds to balance the budget. House Chairman Steve Harshman says they just went through the budget request by request.
And then where it comes out. And then we work a budget balancer at the end through savings. So it's not a thing of, pitting K-12 against this and against road construction or UW athletics.
But the state's top Republican is shaking his head. Governor Matt Mead says he's frustrated that the committee ignored many of his budget recommendations, most notably expanding Medicaid. He says by doing that, the state would have received enough federal money to hold off spending cuts. But even without that, Mead says lawmakers made cuts they didn't have to.
You see the cuts they've had to make just to avoid borrowing from and paying back the rainy day fund. People understand we have to make cuts, but they're not going to understand that their sewer system doesn't work and we're still just building up the rainy day fund. It doesn't make sense.
But to Senate President Phil Nicholas, it makes perfect sense. He says Wyoming's long-term revenue picture looks bleak, especially with the loss of coal revenues the state had relied on to fund education. He says if the legislature starts reducing spending now, it won't have to come back and make major budget cuts in the future.
So if you say we're going to have a shortfall, if you start early, you can make major adjustments by reducing small amounts. But if you fail to take action, 3 or 4 years later, you end up creating a cliff that's too large for the tax base in Wyoming to pick up.
House Appropriations Chairman Steve Harshman predicts that some of the cuts won't make it to the final budget. For example, he expects pushback on the reduction of education money and illiteracy programs. Harshman says the biggest reason for not spending more out of savings now is because without the millions the state used to get from coal leases, Wyoming may be forced to use those savings to pay for schools in the future. Harshman says a discussion over whether to increase taxes to pay for education will be much more festive than the ones this year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.